Letters from Ellen G. White to sanitarium workers in Southern California. See Letters About Another Place. Sanitarium, California, April 12, 1905. Dear Brother Burden, I hear that plans are being laid for Elder Simpson to leave Southern California to labor elsewhere. If Elder Simpson feels it his duty to go, I have nothing to say against it, but I had hoped to see him extend his work from Los Angeles to Redlands and Riverside. The condition of Brother Simpson's health is such that great care must be exercised in regard to the location of his field of labor. He should have suitable help that he may be relieved from the burden of speaking so frequently. Redlands and Riverside have been presented to me as places that should be worked. These two places should not longer be neglected. I hope soon to see an earnest effort put forth in their behalf. Please consider the advisability of establishing a sanitarium in the vicinity of these cities, with treatment rooms in each place to act as feeders to the sanitarium. We cannot afford to allow these places to go unwarned. Instead of Elder Simpson's going somewhere else to labor, would it not be better to put forth a determined effort to strengthen the work in these places? There are other cities in Southern California in which a work similar to that carried on by Elder Simpson should be conducted. The Lord would have His ministers working zealously for those who have never heard the truth. Our people in Southern California need to awake to the magnitude of the work to be done within their own borders. Let them awake to prayer and labor. Let them manifest more spiritual vitality. They need a new conversion that they may labor untiringly for souls. Wherever there is spiritual life, there will be an imparting as well as a receiving of light and blessing. The nourishment from God's Word will be received, and earnest work will be done. The act of imparting keeps open the channel for receiving. This truth our Savior ever sought to keep before the people. I have a message to bear to the church members in Southern California. Arouse and avail yourselves of the opportunities open to you. While Christ pleads in your behalf, plead for yourselves that you may be purified from every unrighteous thought, every unholy action. Make an entire surrender to God of body, soul, and spirit. Be determined to do all in your power to learn the true science of soul-saving. While the light of God's day of mercy still shines, gather up every divine ray. Are you prepared to sell all, that you may purchase the field that contains the treasure? Said the Apostle Paul, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, that I may win Christ and be found in Him. Give up the self-righteousness that you have been cherishing. If the Lord permits you to behold such a work as has been done in Los Angeles, seek with all humility to act your part. Not in your own strength, but in the strength of Christ, you are to ascend the ladder heavenward, round by round. Make diligent, thorough work in humbling yourselves, that the old habits and practices and all evil speaking may be put away. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Die to self, live to God. The Lord will manifest Himself to all who seek Him with humble hearts. The end of all things is at hand. Our eyes must be fixed upon Christ. As the called and chosen of God, we must represent the truth in its purity. Our lives are to be such that the world will take knowledge of us that we have been with Christ, and that the truth may seem to them more desirable than error. If rightly conducted, our sanitariums may exert a refining, ennobling influence, and lead many souls to Christ. The religious principles maintained in these institutions will demonstrate that there is relief for the soul, weary and sick with sin. Many are weak and sick because of disease of the soul. Let Christ be held up before them as the great healer, who invites them to come to Him and find rest. Tell them that the heart of Christ is drawn out in compassion and love for His blood-bought heritage. He will heal the troubled heart that looks to Him in faith. To the poor, sin-sick soul, repeat the Savior's invitation. Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you, and learn of Me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For My yoke is easy, and My burden is light. There is true joy in learning of Christ. Tell the suffering ones of a compassionate Savior. He is the only physician who can heal both body and soul. He has given his life for the world, that men should not perish, but have everlasting life. He looks with compassion upon those who regard their case as hopeless. While the soul is filled with fear and terror, the mind cannot see the tender compassion of Christ. Our sanitariums are to be an agency for bringing peace and rest to the troubled mind. If you can inspire the despondent with hopeful, saving faith, contentment and cheerfulness will take the place of discouragement and unrest. Wonderful changes will then be wrought in their physical condition. Christ will restore both body and soul, and, realizing his compassion and love, they will rest in him. He is the bright and morning star, shining amid the moral darkness of this sinful, corrupt world. He is the light of the world, and all who give their hearts to him will find peace and rest and joy. The world is filled with sickness. Sin is increasing, especially in the large cities. Death is taking away large numbers. But the great medical missionary invites men to come to him. "Come unto me," he says, "and I will give you rest. Ask, and ye shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." Our part is, by believing his word, to find rest in Christ Jesus. His words are spirit and life. In believing them, there is rest and peace. "Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." Our prayers will reach the ear of Christ, and he will open unto us the rich treasures of his grace. Through prayer, we are brought into communion with the High and Holy One who inhabiteth eternity. He opens the door to every one who will knock. Tacoma Park, D.C., May 14, 1905. Dear Brother Burden, your letter has just been read. I had no sooner finished reading it than I said, "I will consult no one, for I have no question at all about the matter. Secure the property by all means so that it can be held, and then obtain all the money you can and make sufficient payments to hold the place. Do not delay, for it is just what is needed. I think that sufficient help can be secured to carry the matter through. I want you to be sure to lose no time in securing the right to purchase the property. We will do our utmost to help you raise the money. I know that Redlands and Riverside are to be worked, and I pray that the Lord may be gracious and not allow anyone else to get this property instead of us. We had a very pleasant trip from San Francisco to Washington. Several times, a song service was held in the car, and this took well. Many of the passengers outside of our party united in the singing. I am recovering from the cold that I caught 3 weeks before leaving home. On Thursday morning, I spoke in the large tent, and on Sabbath morning, I spoke again. The large tent was crowded, and I am told that my voice could be heard distinctly, even by those on the seats at the very back. I shall send you a copy of my talk when it is written out. We hope that this meeting will be the means of accomplishing much good. If the Lord sees that we are in earnest in seeking him, he will be found of us. Oh, it would be sad indeed to get above the simplicity of the work. When we are humble enough to receive wisdom, the Lord will certainly teach us his way. I have such a hungering and thirsting after God. I must have a strong faith, and I must bear a decided testimony which will not be weakened. Bible truth will prevail, and, oh, how my heart longs to see our church members obtaining a deep experience which will stand the test that is before us. Let us seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Let us make straight paths for our feet. The Lord will not leave those who love him and keep his commandments to be spoiled by the enemy. A short work will the Lord do upon the earth, and he will stir his people mightily. A great work is to be done. Let us read and study the 55th and 66th chapters of Isaiah, for they contain wonderful encouragement, and the Lord wants us to bring all the uplifting possible to his people. Thus saith the Lord, "Keep ye judgment, and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the Son of Man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Here is the word of the Lord. Open up every place possible. We are to labor in faith, taking hold of a power that pledged to do large things for us. We are to reach out in faith in Los Angeles and in Redlands and Riverside. Ellen G. White, Tacoma Park, Washington, D.C., June 2, 1905. Dear Brother Burden, I am much encouraged by the letters that I have received from you regarding Loma Linda. From your description of this place, I believe it meets the representation which I have seen of what we should seek for as sanitarium locations. Such a place was presented to me a few miles from an important city. The city had recently been built up. I have tried to place before our people the representations given me regarding sanitariums in the country, and I have urged upon them the necessity of establishing our sanitarium outside of the cities. I have had repeatedly presented to me the advantage of securing locations some miles out of the cities. Those who follow the counsel of God in providing places where the sick and suffering can receive proper treatment will be guided to the right places for the establishment of their work. Let our sanitariums be located where there is an abundance of land. I can see the advantage of such a place as Loma Linda. The Lord worked to help us to secure this property. The work of this institution is to be carried forward on pure, elevated lines. It can be conducted in such a way that truth will be presented as the rock upon which to build. In order that our institutions shall teach right lessons, there must be connected with them men of such simplicity that they are willing to learn of the great teacher. To you it is given, Christ declares, to the people who keep my commandments and do those things that I have presented in my word, to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. We are to proclaim the truth to the world, for thus the great medical missionary had commanded us. What ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetop, for there is nothing hid that shall not be made known. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him and keep his commandments. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. We need workers who will gain breadth of mind by studying the book God has opened before us of his created works. Angels cooperate with those who proclaim the truths represented by the things of nature. These things are not God, but they are specimens of God's handiwork. Our medical workers are to do all in their power to cure disease of the body and also disease of the mind. They are to watch and pray and work, bringing spiritual as well as physical advantages to those for whom they labor. The physician in one of our sanitariums who is a true servant of God has an intensely interesting work to do for every suffering human being with whom he is brought in contact. He is to lose no opportunity to point souls to Christ, the great healer of body and mind. Every physician should be a skillful worker in Christ's lines. There is to be no lessening of the interest in spiritual things, else the power to fix the mind upon the great physician will be diverted. While the needs of the body are to be strictly attended to, while all possible efforts are to be made to break the power of disease, the physician is never to forget that there is a soul to be labored for. God would draw minds from the conviction of logic to a conviction deeper, higher, purer, and more glorious, a conviction unperverted by human logic. Human logic has often nearly quenched the light which God would have shined forth in clear rays to convince minds that the God of nature is worthy of all praise and all glory, because he is the creator of all things. Ellen G. White.